Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Diving into a little trade arbitrage. We got to come up with a term for trade arbitrage. Trade arbitrage. Thursday, little Thursday edition of some trade action. So some people liked this from last time. I did one on Chubb, if memory serves. So I'm back at it here. Actually, with another one regarding Chubb. That wasn't necessarily my intention, but yeah, here we are. So I think the context of this one's pretty important. So this is a league where it's kind of one of those situations like never rule anything out, right? Like anything is possible, like the Kevin Garnett thing. Well, about mid-season or so, I was kind of in a bad way in this league. I was pretty far down the line in terms of some of the metrics. I was like right in the, basically like in the middle. I started kind of quickly, kind of faded off, and then ended up, sort of loitering right around the middle. It was like 4-4 through week 8, and then, and then 5-5 through week 10, right, with a less than 500 record, right? So I kind of had like not mailed in the season, but I was somewhat like looking to the future. So I traded for a couple of picks. I got out of some of my win now assets. I ended up finishing 7-6 and squeaked into the playoffs and had a magical run. Essentially, I got all the way to the finals and I ended up losing it in the finals to a team that, scored a ton of points. They scored 172 points. I scored a buck 68. This is start one, buck 64. Sorry. So they were within 10 points. I left Juju on the bench. That might have helped, but ultimately, I actually scored pretty well in terms of all the stuff. Outscored them 296 to 240 in terms of our total roster. So again, I didn't get all the starting stuff. And some of those are backups that wouldn't necessarily have helped, but and like one of them was Dylan, so some of those points on the bench really couldn't have been realized. But I do have some assets. It's the big story. I'm in a little bit of a catch spot, right? So I don't really have a good solution at quarterback. I was sort of floating Dalton and Newton. Really have a good answer at tight end. Like I have Gesicki and Ertz, but running back's a little narrow, right? I've got Nick Chubb. I have Joe Mixon, Fournette, and Dylan. Like I don't have a true, tilt the universe type player. I'm pretty good at wide receiver depth. I'll say that. I have Juju Smith-Schuster. I have Allen Robinson, Cooper Cooks, Cooper Kupp as well. So I do have some assets to play with, but I don't think I am not putting myself sort of in that elite tier, right? I think my team is more 7-6 than it is team that lost by 8 points in the championship, right? So to a team that scored a lot of points, right? That's I think you have to contextualize that, keep that those things in mind when you're making your decisions. So in this league, I'm sort of going through each of my leagues. I'm organizing my picks that I have, basically putting together kind of a team tracker. And I might do a video on that too. It'd be helpful to sort of just see the more and more I've done this, like the more I just like to see stuff in one spot. So I sort of put it all on a page. And it might not be beautiful, but I know exactly what I'm doing with it. It's pretty helpful. So going through each one with that. Hey, here's some things I need to do. Here's some things I need to sort of think about. So one of the things that my team here is to say, hey, I need to probably pivot a little bit at running back. I'm going to try and arbitrage Mixon. I need an upgrade at running back somehow, some way. I've got 3 second round picks that I can sort of leverage. I sort of know, this is like a to-do list over the next few months. Again, two weeks, 2 months, 2 years, right? So pivot off Chase Edmonds in the event of Drake. And then I need to improve my tight end situation. So I set out about the league to make some offers. And so, again, I was sort of emboldened after the last exercise. So I said, let's take some shots and see what we can get here. So I made offers around the league, basically, you know, essentially to everybody. There were some that you know, I think I made six or seven of them. Yeah, there's five or six of them, I should say. There's a couple people I didn't find matches with. And a person or two that I can't trade with in the league. They just won't. They're just not buying what I'm selling. So made a few offers here. So one of them, again, I was trying to pivot either off Joe Mixon or Nick Chubb. So initially, I went around with sort of Joe Mixon on my mind. And then I was going to come back with some Nick Chubb stuff. And then I saw some Nick Chubb stuff. So I'll sort of walk through how I did these. So Joe Mixon, I went big right off the bat. Joe Mixon, Cooper Kupp, Juju Smith-Schuster in a second. And the goal, that's like a later second. The goal was to move to Josh Jacobs, DJ Moore in a first, right? So again, I'm kind of moving two guys at receiver for one guy I really like. I'm moving up and running back, and I'm bumping up in picks. And I got that one was rejected. And then my other one was Mixon for Goddard in a first. That's like a mid first. That one was rejected. This is start one tight end premium. Nick Chubb for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and TJ Hockenson. And Edwards-Helaire is one of those ones that I've actually seen kind of a wide spread on, right? You can have a couple of things going on. You can have the some of the sunk cost bias, right? Some people, you know, who spent 101, maybe they traded up for him at 101. So they have that sunk cost, or they have him at 101 and sort of saw the uptick. I think some of the correction in the market is not necessarily realized in existing situations, right? So you might see a player movement that doesn't, three, four rounds in valuation. That does not necessarily translate to trade negotiations, just because, again, it's a single owner situation and you have other, some biases going on. So he is one that I think, I actually think these arbitrage trades are really interesting with guys like Chubb and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, because you can kind of strike, you can either look like an idiot or you can strike gold, right? In terms of, hey, you put together an offer, and if someone's sort of low on Chubb and high on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, they might send you back a nasty gram. If they're high on Nick Chubb and low on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and you're sort of close on them, right, that's a really awesome sort of opportunity. So, those centric trades I think are really interesting. So the pivot here is Chubb either up or down. So we'll come back to that one in a minute. Mixon, Kupp, and Juju Smith-Schuster, and then that was sort of that was Clyde Edwards-Helaire, T.J. Hockenson, and an early first in that trade. So again, I was kind of pivoting around. Pivoting, I think that was like 103 or something like that. That was kind of pivoting around the other deal there. So so that one was rejected as well. So so that was really the sort of pivot angles on this, was sort of to go either, again, it's either to go up in, it's to look for someone that looks very similar. Right, it's to look for a player that looks very similar or that has a similar profile and pivot down to them, right? Or sort of use a couple players. And I like to tend to go 4-3. Right? 4-3 is pretty helpful, or 3-2 is fine too. I think if you do those 4-for-3 ones, you can really kind of bury some value in it and sort of extract a little bit more, just because there's a lot of moving pieces, right? It can be kind of a little bit like confusion by misdirection, and you can sort of maybe bury, hey, DJ Moore value in that, right? You could bury some of the Josh Jacobs value in that deal. So those would be things that I would sort of look at doing. So long story short, I'm going to come back, and actually I have an accepted offer there for the Nick Chubb for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and TJ Hockenson. So going back to my thing again, why I think that these arbitrages are important, I'm trying to extract additional value for my team, right? I go over to my team needs section of my chart, and it is, it's upgrade at running back. Not necessarily sure that does this. I think it's pretty close, right? I don't think it's a downgrade. Arbitrage up from Mixon. Again, haven't done that yet, but that was sort of the initial salvo here. And so I'm doing the Chubb one instead. I got improved quarterback. Nope. Pivot Edmonds, which is sort of a longer term play. And then improved tight end. So I definitely improved tight end. And now my tight end situation is actually a little bit more interesting, right? Sort of I'm making a what I think is a, I don't know, like a weakness. When you sort of look how I ranked in sort of tight end scoring last year, I was I ranked about middle of the pack or so. I'm 6.3% of my points were from the tight end position. The average team scored, 112 points via the tight end position. 148.9 points from the tight end position. I scored 112. So again, below average. I think the addition of Hockenson really can, bump me up, and maybe that makes me, hopefully over league average, right? And so then instead of, I've got Zach Ertz was actually dropped in this league, so I picked him up. I have Gesicki. So I don't have a clear answer, but if I add Hockenson, I sort of bump each of those guys down a peg, right? So I'm using Hockenson as my one, and Gesicki or Ertz is my two and three. You could interchange them probably. It doesn't much matter. My second and third options combined. And all of a sudden, now I feel a little bit better, right? I feel, okay, well, now I can sort of pivot, right? If Ertz lands somewhere, he gets cut, lands somewhere nice, right? That's a lot more flexibility. Right, I have a lot more flexibility. Same thing with Gesicki. Right now, maybe I can sort of look for a piece to package with Gesicki and move up. Right now, I have some trade leverage with him. Right, so I sort of am creating optionality with this. Right, which is something I really like to do this time of year. Necessarily lock it into a deal. Again, could I come back and do a variant of this, like trade back? Again, this is a little bit tougher to do, but sort of make a similar Edwards-Helaire plus something for something better. Right, could I sort of go? I don't know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and a pivot to Josh Jacobs now, right? I sort of am moving my spectrums around a little bit and sort of playing with, basically playing with Hockenson as essentially a free addition. So, whatever I lose in terms of maybe some of the upside from Chubb, I think I sort of gained with the optionality, and I gain, I have a pretty insulated asset in Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Not sure I'm necessarily a robust contender in this league, right? I have a lot of needs. I have a lot of spots to fix. I think really to get up in terms of, getting to a true contender place, I do need to get a pretty robust increase in points would sort of be the thought. Looking back through 13 weeks, I had basically 1789, and the first place guys had, or gals, the first place folks had something like 20, they had just over 2,000, right? So I'm basically, and again, that corresponds to pretty close to a little over two wins, right? Which is, they're actually a little bit closer to 300 points above me. So again, that's close to three wins, right? And so I sort of need to make that up. I got to figure out a way to make that up. And so it's kind of giving myself options, right? A clear, easy one to pick up a half a win, tight end, right? A clear, another easy one to pick up another half of one is that quarterback. So that gives me two. That gives me one, right? I sort of need to figure out another couple, right? So that's kind of what I'm thinking about here. And then, and sort of making those arbitrage, hey, give me a little bit more assets, fill in some needs, not doing it, paying particularly expensively. Right? But this is how I like to fill needs, right? Fill needs through trades, fill needs through free agency, fill needs through thrift shopping, right? I want to get deals, right? I don't want to just, pay up for a trade up for Kyle Pitts at, 105 because I need tight end, right? No, like I'm going to just search. I'm going to thrift shop search. How can I make a tight end an arbitrage piece, right? That's kind of what we're thinking about here. So, again, moving up the running back tiers in terms of longevity, and then also adding another piece. That's kind of my trade arbitrage, my trade barrage for today. So Again, thinking about how to do those deals, you know, probably do some receiver-centric ones, but you sort of saw what I was trying to do in terms of the wide receiver stuff. Go from Juju to DJ Moore. Go from Cooper Kupp to DJ Moore, right? Once this trade sort of goes through, I'm having some technical difficulties. Once the trade goes through, I'm going to re-barrage it out, right? I'm going to move the mix-in angle, right? So try and do like a 3-for-2 or 2-for-1 or something like that for the mix-in side, so... All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.